The July 4th holiday weekend is wrapped, the summer heat is officially peaking, and your team's collective focus has likely drifted towards vacation and long afternoons. For managers, this is often the most exhausting stretch of the year, spent frantically juggling rotating PTO requests, tracking down loose project threads, and trying to prevent the skeleton crew left behind from burning out. But navigating the summer slump shouldn't require management to work double time. I'm Rob Gilligan, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. Work-life balance is important, and so is the opportunity for team members to take a break. But that doesn't mean the work can or should stop. The secret lies in transitioning to hyper-lean, asynchronous operations until autumn arrives. First, mandate comprehensive project documentation. Every active initiative should have a single source of truth, a centralized digital hub, where anyone can immediately see project status, next steps, and asset locations without needing to ping a vacationing colleague. Second, shift to asynchronous communication. Normalize the expectation that questions do not require immediate replies. This drastically reduces digital noise and allows your remaining staff to focus deeply on core tasks rather than getting pulled into endless status update meetings. Finally, implement temporary coverage frameworks. Establish clear, pre-approved buddy systems for key accounts so employees know exactly who's covering what, removing the need for a manager to constantly play traffic cop. Instead of treating summer scheduling as an emergency to survive, use it as a catalyst to build highly durable, self-sustaining workflows. By optimizing your operations for flexibility right now, you won't just survive the seasonal showdown, you'll roll into third quarter rush with a more resilient team. I'm Rob Gilligan. For more on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.